Well, joining me now in studio, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
I know that we had talked a little bit off air about auto insurance fraud, and it's something I haven't really heard a lot about for a while. And I know at one point it was quite a big issue, and I was hearing about concocted scenarios where people were actually staging accidents to get money. Is this still a thing?
Unfortunately, it still is a thing. And, you know, and often when you think of our office, you often think of the other crimes we're involved in, whether it be homicides or shootings. But, you know, for the most part, you know, we need to continue to work against the auto insurance fraud because it does continue here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And for the last few years, probably the last 12 or so, we've partnered with the Insurance Fraud Bureau, and we get a partial funding for a prosecutor, and we work with in our instance, the city of Brockton, the investigators, the DA's office, the AG's office, and they're trying to resolve these issues when you're dealing with stage accidents and you're dealing with people who are trying to create fake medical bills, and they were generating more and more monies that the insurance companies were paying. And the way that it affects all of us is that all of our premiums go up as a result of that. So you need to target those individuals at that level and make sure we can try to keep our numbers down premium-wise, and I think we've been successful with that over the years.
Was there really quite a problem with this? I remember hearing about people who are even groups of people staging accident after accident, and everything from soup to nuts, from the crash through the so-called medical bills afterwards. Yeah. There were other groups that were complicit in helping them sort of milk the system for everything.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes the stage accidents go awry. And really, the way that this Insurance Fraud Bureau got going with the Community Initiative Fraud Initiative was because of a case up in Lowell in 2003 where a woman was killed during a stage accident. And so that one got away from them. And as a result of that, this group was put together, and now we continue to work to try to do what we can to reduce the premiums for not just the city of Brockton, but the surrounding communities also. So by doing that, I think we've been able to be very effective with that. Last year, the Insurance Fraud Bureau had approximately 257 cases still here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And many of them are premised upon, you know, somebody saying their car was hit when it was parked, or these stage collisions that were going on. I think what you notice, especially in many of the urban communities nowadays, that a lot of the fly-by-night chiropractor, the fly-by-night physical therapy places that had popped up are gone. And that's good because people just can't walk in, say, I've hurt my back, get their medical bill up to $2,000, and file a suit against somebody. And that's really, I think, been helpful for the insurance company.
When they talk about this insurance fraud, is it just each one of these crashes, is it a couple of thousand dollars? Is it tens of thousands of dollars?
It can usually be more to the latter, because normally if they're staging an accident, it's not just one person. There's normally two or three people in the motor vehicle or motor vehicles. They're going to automatically be able to sue whoever the registered owner of the motor vehicle is, and then for the allegations of negligence that may be there. And quite honestly, many times, rather than litigate a case for a year or two, mm-hmm. it's going to be cheaper to resolve it at an earlier level. So I think they try to put pressure on the insurance companies, and that's why the insurance companies and the Bureau got tired of that and decided to work with local DA's offices, and I want to commend them for doing that. And also, one of our ADAs, Sam Mullen, just got the 30th anniversary award from the Insurance Fraud Bureau, and I commend her for her works in Brockton District Court and trying to help us keep the premiums down.
So does that mean to the typical driver here in Plymouth County, this is going to help keep their rates down? Does this have that kind of effect?
It does, and it has. Numbers have been down over the years as a result of this relationship, and it will continue on in trying to keep those numbers down to where they should be, because, you know, it's like everything. Auto insurance can be expensive, and we need to make sure that we make sure the people who are abusing the system are held accountable for their actions, and we can also make sure that we can all drive safely and properly insured.
And how can people find out more information about auto insurance fraud or what your office does with that? Is there a website or a
there
Facebook
is
page?
Anything with the DA's office, always plymouthda.com. That's plymouthda.com. Go on there. There's all sorts of information regarding what we're doing with the Insurance Fraud Bureau and everything else going on in the office.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.